I have the honor and absolute privilege of sitting down with the legendary man himself, Richard Van Camp. Welcome to the studio.
Masi Cho Daniel, Sagya Masi. Si, Hobatsa Gotso Ete, Honey Ho Ebenten Na De. Sagya Masi, my friends, thank you very much. It's Richard Van Camp here, Wind Speaker Radio Station.
You know, with your interactions with so many elders that you've come into contact with, would you say that was the huge inspiration that really just ignited you to go, I'm going to go from tape recorder and hearing these stories and creating your very own with Roth and many others that you have here in studio today?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be the person I am today had it not been for my elders. You know, I give thanks. I think that they were preparing me for fatherhood, for life, to be the best son I can be, best brother, best friend, mentor. I'm really grateful to all those elders that really took time and shared their stories and teachings with me. And I know you're the same kind of person. I can tell you've been blessed with great elders. And that's what we all want. Those of us who are raised before the internet, we see what's possible. We see the healing power of the great outdoors. I was just saying to a friend who is really hurting, I said, you know, I don't think we're around naked fire as much as we need to be. I don't think we're around lakes, ocean, rivers as much as we need to be, you know. And as a parent now, my little one is 10, it's Ozzy's 10. We're committed to outside culture, elders, traditions. We're doing our best and we're having a lot of fun along the way. And we're meeting, you know, I'm 53. My mom, Rosa Washi, she went to residential school. She was stolen when she was 5. She went to 2 different residential schools and her number was 12. And we're really lucky that she's here in Edmonton with us, staying with us. We're having the best time. Mm-hmm. So that bond between Etsy as grandma and Edzazi as the grandchild, we see every day the laughter, the humor, the teasing, how bossy we can be with each other. And it's all out of love, Daniel. But honestly, to answer your question, if it was not for my elders, I would not have been able to do what I do. And I certainly would not be able to write what I write. And so today we're celebrating the launch of my 2 new books. We've got a giveaway. We're going to be giving it away to these books to listeners. Okay, so let's talk about the novel first. So, ladies and gentlemen, cousins, I have the best news. I have been working for 7 years on the biggest novel of my career. It's just out with Douglas and McIntyre. It's called Beast. And we were very lucky to get Chief Ladybird to do the cover. It is about 3 teenagers in 1986 in the Northwest Territories in the fictional community of Fort Simmer, where a small town bully, Silver Cranes, has made a deal for medicine power with an ancient and ferocious spirit. And this spirit wants more power, and it wants to come into our world. And it's up to 3 teenagers to stop it. So the first teenager is Lawson Soren. He's Tlicho, like me. He's a Yabiti. And in our language, Yabiti means protector. It also means warrior. And Lawson Soren doesn't really believe in the Chipewyan Dogrib peace treaty that was set forth by our leaders, Akecho and Edzo. He doesn't really want to get involved. He wants a laid-back life. He wants to watch good rocking tonight and, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and all the good stuff. But when he realizes that this is real, that Silver Cranes has made a deal with evil, and that he has to step up as a Yabiti and protect the planet and the North, he enlists the help of his friend Sherry Burns, who's Métis and psychic, and they enlist the help of a newcomer to town whose name is Isaiah Valentine, and he's from Saskatchewan, and he's a Cree grass dancer. So the 3 of them and their families have to face the Beast. And it's incredible. It's over 300 pages. I'm so grateful to Douglas and McIntyre. I've signed them. I want you to read them. And then book 2, Daniel, is a graphic novel with my dream artist, Christopher Shai. You've just seen the graphic novel yourself. It's called We To Go War, Roth. And it's book 1 of 3. We're working on books 2 and 3 right now. We To Go War, Roth is a graphic novel series I'm working on with Renegade Arts Entertainment. So We To Go War, Roth is about a man named Ross. He is the child finder. He's Tlicho. He's been responsible for finding over 500 stolen brothers and sisters and bringing them home. They call him the child finder. And this story is about the Witego who have returned. They've been dug up by the tar sands. The Witego have resurrected themselves and they're taking over Alberta. And because Ross is bit, he's holding rat root. You know what rat root is, right?
No.
No, rat root is one of our boss roots in the Northwest Territories. It's the root that the muskrat love. The Lakota call it bear root. But because he's holding one of our medicines, he only turns half weetigo. So he understands what they want. He has insight into what they are as a people. And his weetigo name is Roth, T-H instead of S-S. So his family's trapped in Edmonton, and he's in the bush, and he's at a cabin, and he has to trust four escaped convicts who make him a deal. They're still in handcuffs. And they say, you free us from our handcuffs, and we'll go to the city to get your wife and your daughter. And we can go where you can't, because he's starting to turn into a weetigo. So it's like the indigenous Walking Dead. Yeah. And so they make a peace treaty. And it's beautiful. And why this matters to everybody listening is we used real NWT actors. We used the former Salt River First Nations chief, Henry Beaver, as Gabe, the elder. And we used Dwight Moses, Joel Evans from The Lesser Blessed, and David Burke from The Revenant, and Cut Bank with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Dern. So we've got actors in our community. They all star in our movie Three Feathers. So we're using real actors and models for the characters in the graphic novel. And we also use from Fort Simpson, Mila Antoine, who was in The Revenant. She was the chief's daughter, and her son Oz. And she's the mother and the son who stumble upon this camp with somebody who's half weetigo, four escaped convicts, and they have to make a peace treaty and decide the best way to go and try and save Ross's wife and daughter and everybody else who's trapped in Edmonton.
Now, in both Roth and Beast, like, for the time frame, like, how long did it take for you to, you know, take these ideas that are once on now on paper?
7 years.
And 7 years.
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so Beast started as a little short story called The Grass Dancer. And then I showed it to my wife, Kiwi Martin, who's an incredible editor. Thank God I married her. And she took one look at it. She read it. She said, no, you've already done this. This needs to be bigger. Mm-hmm. And I knew she was right. And thank goodness. Thank goodness I listened to her all the time.
You also have children books as well. Yes. For the language. Talk about those.
Well, I wanted to give away a couple of my baby books. You know, my publisher, Orca Book Publishers in Victoria, they turned 40 this year. And so I brought a couple of baby books to give away. I've signed them. So the first is Kiss by Kiss. And it's also, this is in English, and it's in Plains Cree as well. So for young Plains Cree family out there who wants to learn their language and see their language, I'm donating a copy of Kiss by Kiss. Anyways, we've got one to give away here. It's already signed. And then I've got two copies of May We Have Enough to Share. And these are baby books that I was lucky enough to write. And I was very lucky to work with Orca Book Publishers. And also, I've also brought a couple of other books to give away. I have a graphic novel series with Highwater Press. It's called The Spirit of Denendeh. And we've sold TV and film rights to this graphic novel series to Loretta Todd, who is a hero of mine. And she did a great job with Eden Robinson's novel, Monkey Beach. She turned Monkey Beach into a gorgeous feature film. So the first book in the series is called A Blanket of Butterflies. And the second is called As I Enfold You in Petals. So Highwater Press published it. They turned 15 this year. I'm really proud to be part of their team and their family. And I got to work with Scott Henderson as the artist and colorist Donovan Yachuk, which was a dream come true. So I'm really proud of this series because it takes place in Fort Smith. I'm really proud of all my works of fiction and my graphic novels because all the heroes, the main characters are Tlecho, and they're set in the Northwest Territories. I'm really proud because, you know, growing up in Fort Smith, we never really saw ourselves on the big screen. We never really saw ourselves in literature or in comic books or in video games. But now, look at us. There's no shortage of resources. And the other book I want to give away, because it's spooky season, I brought of Never Whistle at Night. And Never Whistle at Night is the most successful. They're calling it an Indigenous dark fiction anthology. So I've got my scariest story in there. It's called Scariest Story Ever.